singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it through to the radio show that's poetry appetite and appetite for interns is insatiable. It's World Poetry Open Mic. I'm your humble host, Jaton Underhill. On my left-hand side, he's still got Andy in his soul and belly. He is Michael Amade.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. I can't believe you're so quick to still judge me for past cannibalism.
You are what you eat.
We were. So, that's true. Andy was a good-looking man.
He was.
You know? But, you know, the real issue is we were stuck, and I panicked. And I can't apologize for that anymore. Andy, he won't be able to hear my apologies.
Yeah.
But I will say after eating that, and I think JT will back it up because he was there with me. He's my partner in crime, as it were. I really wish, you know, I kind of regret it because I wanted a meal, not a snack. And yeah. I really feel like that was all we got.
Yeah, he was.
Was a little, you know, he was thin on he the was. Thin side. Yeah.
So, if you're listening, we are looking for a plump intern for this winter in case we get snowed in. On his left-hand side, the other co-conspirator to Andy's death, he is the Half-Squatch.
Good evening.
Hello.
No, you know, it's kind of cool, guys. Since we did Posick, I felt like we'd achieved a lot. I started Taekwondo lessons.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch this. I've got my uniform on. And ta-ya! That was,
wow.
That was so terrible.
It was horrible.
Okay.
All right. So, yes, for those listening along, don't leave our show tonight yet. But if you, you know, have 6 hours you want to kill this weekend, you're going to want to check out. We have posted Posick Fest on our website in our archives.
It's actually not in our archives.
Oh.
Yeah. It is. If you go to Posick, P-O-E-S-I-C, Fest, F-E-S-T.com. And just go to listen to, I think, last Posick Fest or something like that. It's very obvious on the menu. Click that, and it's all there.
Yeah. Are we going right. to, do we have a link on our main?
No, but yeah, I will put one up soon. In just a moment.
Okay, all right. Cool.
So, you know, we do poetry here. We do have a special announcement before we get started.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we really had a great time this weekend performing. And I know the poets and musicians did, too.
We did have a great time, but we just don't really think that a relationship between you and I is going somewhere. So
no.
I think we should just be friends.
But we're going to be friends.
With benefits.
All the way through till next year, September 17th. It all goes down again. Posick Fest 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Wow!
See, it's funny.
Breaking, huh?
I know what the announcement is, and I'm still completely baffled right now.
Get your tickets early. Start planning your trip.
Nice.
You're gonna want to come in and witness the carnage in person.
I'm going as Turbo.
Oh, nice.
I'm going as Count Chocula, but you know, one who's eaten way too many of the Fruity Pebbles.
Wow. All right, so we've got some sponsors that make this insanity possible. Our first sponsor.
How can someone sponsor this show? It's amazing.
Well, naturebox.com does a great job of it. If you want to eat healthy, if you want to live a long time and be crazy like us, then you're going to want to check out naturebox.com. One taste and your taste buds will never be bored again.
And they may even thank you.
Yes, once or twice.
Or multiple times.
And another way you can get thanked is you can have your spouse thank you. If you get Good Morning Snore Solution, head on out to their website, get the appliance, put it in, sleep sound, and so will your spouse.
And that's an exciting thing because I've heard that that's a real issue in the Underhill household.
It is kind of an issue.
They're sawing logs under the hill, I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
And the team of lumberjacks is keeping his wife awake.
Yes.
Not in a good she's way. Not happy.
And my wife stays up all night, not in a good way.
Yes,
unfortunately. All right. So, and our third sponsor. Another way someone can be thankful is if you're smart and you bail them out of a jam. And a way you can get smart is knetbooks.com.
Nice. Yes. Nice one. That was good.
You're going to want to check it out. Get their college-level books, high school levels, remedial, and, of course, master's and doctorate, whatever you need. They have it. Just order the book. Use it as long as you need it. Send it back. Pay the fee. You're done.
That's right.
And, all right.
And I'm a big fan of KNET. Really.
I'm a huge fan of KNET.
They're great.
I keep trying to, you know, little Miss Underhill, trying to get her to get her college books through it, but she's not as frugal as her old man.
That's it. You don't learn to be that frugal until what? Until you have something where you go, oh, you mean I don't have to spend this much money?
Yeah.
It takes a while to get there.
It does. You know. All right, so we do poetry here. We want 1 to 3 minutes long. We'll let you go over if you have a good flow going. What we won't let you go over on is any F-bombs, any hate speech. And if you have a commercial, put it in a damn poem.
That's right. And it's not that hard to do. No, use your wit, friends.
Rhyme, damn it.
Use your wit.
All right. So we want 5 callers. Give us a call, 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766.
Bonus. Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice, what? We have no POSIC Festival 2 Electric Boogaloo commercial yet?
Not yet.
We're slacking, guys.
That's okay. We should discuss before we do the commercial. Do we want to mention the 75-foot slip and slide covered with Crisco?
I think you just did, yeah.
Oh.
And we're on the air.
We're live?
Yeah, we're live.
We're doing it live.
Wait, we're doing it live.
All right. So we have 5 of the best that are going to be doing it live for us right on the radio. Introducing first, from New York, she is Lorraine.
Hey, Todd, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Hello, everybody. I had a question. Is it actually acceptable to read someone else's poem?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely?
Yes. Dennis does it all the time, but I suggest to anybody who wants to cover.
I have a poem that I've been in love with for years. It's by James Cavanaugh. He was a priest, Catholic priest, and he left the priesthood, and he decided to go on a different route. He fell in love with a woman. She left him, and it was a whole story. But he writes so beautifully and so poignantly that I wanted to share with everybody. So it's called, this one, My House Burned Down Today. My house burned down today, and my memories are charred and oily. The letters I saved, the birthday cards I couldn't throw away. My books poured through broken windows and lay dying in the driveway, like old friends I couldn't help. It was only the house I ever owned. 99-year-old survivor of a great earthquake. Home of secret passages, of Victorian alcoves and giant windows, with comics and wainscoting and magic boards. Redwood beams and vaulted ceilings, plaster molding made it leisure, and 2x4s that really measured 2x4. My house burned down today, and strangers gathered round to watch the shadows I had left before but never talked to. Lashed together like primitives to adore the mystic power of fire, watching in silence the greedy flames devour my house, which was selected like some gentle virgin from the people. Pay homage to the savage anger of the gods, to atone for the misery of the nation, the poverty and hunger, the scars and broken loves, the accumulated anguish and generations. and I stood in the center stage at the sacrifice, like the brother of some wild and prophetic Savanova. I can't say. While my neighbors watched kindly as I had enough insurance, or did I? My house burned down today. The ultimate terror, hungry, relentless. The fire crackles so and laughs. It roars and mocks and hisses. And the people go, and the firemen finish their reports. And I sift through the oozing rubble with new respect for survivors. The scorched shirt I wore only once, until I knew the ancients fashioned evil gods to match the good ones. It was my home, where I made my plans and shed my private tears. And above the hiss of the water and the hacking of axes, I heard its unattended sobs. My house burned down today, and I sat like some sulky God without a curse or bless or charred friend. Its gentle arms now blackened, its voice still, its face stained with the smudge of unforgettable tears. Only a house, I say. Even as I say it, my own tears come. Because a house lives somewhere in childhood, where a mother's love relives the pain and mourning comes. Now the lights are out and my smell is gone. The water taps stand solemnly like blizzards. The hanging plants are grotesquely stalked like charred timbers. And the roof is mercifully ripped open
to admit the day. Thank
you. Stunning, Lorraine.
Thank you. Reminded me of my time as a firefighter up in Montana. Witness scenes like that several times.
I've been there, and it hits the heart, you know, it hits the heart where nothing else can, and I felt it, and I said, I have to share this, if nothing else that I ever do in my life, I want to share this, and so I will, and so I did, and thank you for letting me do that.
No worries, yeah. always a pleasure to have you on our show. So, plan your trip for Posick Fest 2 next year, September 17th. Uh-huh. You and the husband have to come out to Denver, Colorado, okay?
Well, I have Hertz rent a husband, so I might come myself.
Oh, very good. Oh. Are you going to do for the sports rental, or are you going to go the executive or just the economy?
I'm only kidding. No, I would love to come, and he's very proud of my writing, so I would love to be there.
Awesome.
When is this? September 17th?
September 17th, 2016. We will be doing Posick Fest again.
Oh, I should be able to schedule that. I mean, I don't have that much to do. If I'm not dead, I'll be there.
You've got like a year to plan.
You know why we schedule it early? Because in September, people are like, I just can't do it. Like, you had an entire year. Entire year to do this. It's all about a guilt thing.
I'll be healthy. I'll be glad. I won't drink. I won't do anything. I'll be good. I really will. And I promise I'll be there. Promise I'll be there because
awesome.
I want to be there. I missed the other one, and I want to be there.
It'd be great to hang out.
Yeah. How did that go, by the way?
You're not going to miss it because it's available on posickfest.com. You can just listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, actually, if you go to the main page, worldpoetryopenmic.net, it's been uploaded now. You can just hit replay Posick Fest, and boom, there you go. You can listen to it.
All right. I want to hear Mike play.
Oh, he did. He did a few sets.
If that's not taken, out of you know. But I would love to hear him play. I would love to hear you guys and the other people that have to contribute. So.
Well, I think we're going to be working on taking this show on the road here in the next year as well. So it'll
We've
be pretty
saying
fun.
That for a year, but we'll do this year.
Well, there you go. I'll bring my piano and we can have a jam session.
There you go.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
All right, Lorraine.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you during the return engagement.
Yes, definitely. Okay, thank you.
Good night. That was Lorraine on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
How many balls are we going to go through, man? It's like as we keep dropping balls every show.
As many as it needs.
I fish them out.
When?
He's got...
After editing the
Saturday
show.
Through
really? That's
Thursday.
What the scuba tank's for.
Yeah.
Do you know you can do that at a golf, like a driver course? There's actually a thing I heard a guy I knew used to make money by going down at night and getting all the balls and then reselling them to the place the next day.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting way to make a living. Let's just sit and pause on that.
We'll think about that
for a second. And let's move on.
And now on with the show. Please welcome our longest supporter. He is from Michigan. He is Dennis. Are you there, my friend?
Right, first of all.
Not muted.
Is it us? That's the first thing.
Well, let me put him on hold and...
We'll bring him back again.
Right. All right.
Okay. And let's try
this button.
Channel
is live.
Okay.
Dennis, are you with us, my friend?
He might have been called away on serious business. Would you like to put him on hold, and we can just go down?
Yes,
sure.
And see, I put a message in the. I'm just switching right. accents now because that's apparently what I do.
That is what you do. And someone who rocked Posick Fest in a major way. Please welcome from Colorado Springs. He is Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going.
Can you okay?
Yeah, we can hear you fine, brother.
Oh, wonderful.
We did not get a chance to talk after your set other than me saying that was freaking amazing. And I wanted to say thank you for coming up and throwing down.
Thanks, man. I really wish I could have gotten that first one. That was about another 4 minutes and just got off track.
You know what? It happens. You know, live performance being what it is, I really enjoyed your set.
Oh, yeah. We all did.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you guys very much. I really enjoyed doing it.
So put a little mark on your calendar next year, September 17th, 2016. You might have plans.
All right, we'll do.
Right on. You got a phone for us tonight, brother?
Sure do. It is called That Moment. There was a moment, but it was spacious. A case of misplacement. A lack of notable arrangement, a formative case of derangement. It's that my breath is gone, and I can no longer speak. Your visage was enough to level any thoughts I can think. If it was that moment, I decided. That moment, I confided. That moment, I thought if I might think at all, to respond in due course. And the moment so long, just seconds, as I listened to the angel's song. There was a moment I could have lost, turned around and walked. I could have left. I just tried to appear strong. It's just in your presence I become so weak that the driest tears appear that I try not to treat. It was that moment you said it, and I realized it too. I love you, dear. The words cannot come so soon. For I tried and tried. That moment ensued, the spacious case of time. I repeat, I love you too. Thank you.
As always, amazing poetry.
Thank you guys very much.
All right. Glad to have you. And next time, don't take off so quick, man. I wanted to shake your hand and say thank you.
Well, I think he went to go rock some mini golf, didn't he? Wasn't that what you're doing?
Disc golf.
Oh, disc golfing. I'm sorry. There was also right next to there, there's an indoor skydiving place.
What?
Yeah, like what were like we a doing block away. Fest? I know. What were we doing there?
Right.
You know,
I didn't know about that.
I know. Well, you know, it's not good, and you know, it's not good when you're having a festival and the three guys running it are like, "Let's go indoor skydiving, guys. Yeah. Go get tacos afterwards. Sounds good."
All right. Well, next time I will stay around longer.
Sounds good, right, man.
You guys have a great night.
Hey, you too, Chris.
That was Chris on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. All right. Wow. I'm still in a state of shock. Now, I've done these festivals before. We did it in my parents' backyard 3 years running, or three times. And I was sharing with our sound guy, Mr. JT, before you got here. I figured it out in the shower this morning. And basically, we should have just, with the Freedom Music Festival, let JT do what he did for Posick Fest and just run everything. There were too many hands in the mixture for the first few festivals. I think next year we're just going to go, the sound is yours.
Well, and that's what we did this time, too.
Yeah. And he owned it.
We totally had it. Well, we knew that. But then again, we also have nearly 3 years of doing this every single week, not to mention the experience from before.
Yeah.
If he hasn't proved himself by now, I don't think it's going to happen. Well, so he's completely proven himself.
I can share with you a couple stories off the air about how he's proved himself. Anyway.
Way to get gross. Ourselves.
All right.
Okay.
So.
I'm going to go throw up in my guitar now. See you in a bit.
I think we have Dennis back on the line. Dennis, are you with us? Hello, my friend.
Hello, World Poetry Open Mic. I'm back.
Welcome back.
Well, I bought a new smartphone, and it's not living up to its name, so I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
All right. Well, at least I made it. And I have a new poem for you that I've written. I'd like to share with you, Queen of the Nile.
All right.
Cleopatra was quite unique. She ruled Egypt, and she was chic. Often turned some heads on Roman seas. The likes of Julius Caesar and Mark Antony. She was the last pharaoh of Ptolemy's file. His queen of Egypt ruled in style. She liked to mingle with Rome's elite. She added to her conquest a Caesar, sweet. Their son was born on June 23rd. Little Caesarion became a household word. After Julius died, Antony vied for his space. And before too long, with Cleo, he embraced. They dodged the triumvirate that wanted their heads, but ran out of time, and Antony lay dead. Cleo languished in her loss and cried with a gasp, "Quick! Somebody bring me my royal asp." That was the way I heard the story of the life and times of Cleopatra's glory. The end.
Bravo!
Dennis, great write. And I want to say it was very comforting to know that you were listening along on the Posick Fest. Once I found out you were losing a lot, I'm like, right on, very well done.
And then he fell asleep on the table.
No. To be honest, I didn't get to sleep till 1 that morning, the next morning.
Ooh. Yeah, Posick Fest was a great show on the air. I can't imagine how fantastic it would be live. So maybe I'll have to try to get to Denver next September.
Oh, we'd love it.
We would love it. We would love to have you read as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'll just plan at it. I'll mark it on my calendar, and we'll see where it goes from there.
There you go. Sounds great.
Thanks again, and I'll move on. Let the next port read. And thanks so much for allowing us to read in this format.
Thank you, Dennis. That was Dennis on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Nice. I'm on a high from last week.
Still.
A little manic.
Still.
Yeah.
And
I don't feel sorry for you for being manic.
No, not at all. Especially after I'm drinking a performance-enhancing beverage.
Are you really? Spanish Fly? Oh, Spanish Fly energy drink. Why would you drink that in a room with two other men?
Yeah. What's going on here?
Am I taking crazy pills? After dark. You are taking crazy pills. All right. Let's go to another. Another caller.
We're having issues over here.
We are having tech issues. Please welcome from Texas. He is Rory.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. It was a pretty long day, but I got through it.
Oh yes, and you know what? Any day you make it through, and you can still say you're breathing in, breathing out, is a damn fine day.
That's true. I can totally agree with that one.
So have you started your podcast with your manager?
Say it one more time.
Have you started the podcast with your manager? What you guys say on the cooking line?
Oh yeah, we're still doing the whole cooking thing.
Nice.
But pretty much, it's pretty much the same way as it always been. Mm. It's all right though. It's good.
Right on.
Just deal with it as it comes.
So, what are you going to share with us tonight?
Well, tonight I have a poem. It's called Tears. I hope y'all enjoy this one. I've written this a while back. But yeah, like I said, I hope y'all enjoy it. Excuse me if I stumble or make slips or whatever during the poem, but here we go. Tears. The feeling of what is discomfortable and also enjoyable. But the basis of our emotional fuel, that when we are in rage or to feeling pleasant, this shows life as our tears flow. Oh, how tears are a wonder. Oh, how tears are emotional. Our feelings, our thoughts, are us being surrounded by the emotions that are within. Tears, or joy within our words. Tears, being rescued when we feel hurt. Tears, seeing others feel hurt from a loss. Tears, being in grace and when the Lord is close. Tears, continue to fall when we least expect it. Tears, a meaning of joy when we feel God is in our presence. Tears, man, what we will try to hide when we feel sad. Tears, what we will try to hide when we feel glad. Joyful seasons come from our times in life, as well as sad times when we are in pain. But even through the tears on our faces may fall, the Lord counts them all with each passing day. When we are sad, He is there. When we are happy, He is there. Oh, how graceful we are to be counted in His blessings. It's like a wonder when our days are passing. Man, how beautiful are our tears every day. End of poem.
Very well done, Rory.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to hear from you during the return engagement, right?
Say it again?
You're going to be calling back during our return engagement later tonight?
Yeah, I'll try to do so.
Awesome. Looking forward to it already, brother.
All right. Bye.
That was Rory from Texas on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Now, Barbara, I know that you're the next up. We're going to preempt that. Please hold. We've got a special in-studio guest. First time in this studio. She is a regular caller to the show. She's been a regular caller back when we were at KZKO. Please welcome Marie.
Hi,
welcome to our studio. I'm glad you joined us.
Thank you.
So you have a special poem you'd like to share while you're in the studio with us, right?
I do. As many of you may or may not know, the lovely sound man is my stepdad. And on Wednesday of this week, he celebrated his 37th birthday, and me being the broke, I clap it out, and me being the sort of broke college student that I am, I don't necessarily have money for a gift, but we all have different ways in our own little ways of showing love and appreciation, and I know my dad loves this show, so I went ahead and I wrote him something that I'm reading to him for the first time on the show. So, stick with me, I'm a little nervous. All right. John, JT, Dad, Daddy, Dude, Pops. All different words, but when used, they mean the same to me. They mean that the heart is greater than biology, and fatherhood goes so much further than just genes. Biologically, I'm not yours. But what does that mean? Some would throw a fit, but if they knew you, they would understand. That when you held me and called me your gem as I bared my heart, that when I was buried deep in a hole, I didn't need biology. I needed a dad. I needed a man who would protect me and stand up for me when I couldn't get up myself. We may fight and yell and scream, but I wouldn't change it for the world, and I wouldn't change you. So thank you for being what I needed. Thank you for taking me in when the obligation wasn't yours, and thank you for saving my life. Biology holds no meaning when I call you Dad, and Dad, I love you.
I love you too. Thank you.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Very good. Your crazy uncles are cheered up too. Very well read, Marie.
Thank you. Wonderful. I will bugger off now, but I love you.
Love you too.
Do you want to hug him?
You can hug.
You can.
Let's hug it out.
Go ahead.
We'll clap it out. We'll hug it out.
We hug it out over here.
All right. A tender moment brought to you by World Poetry Open Mic and one damn fine writer, Marie. So, that's our sort of scripted birthday celebration that caught JT by surprise.
It's all downhill. All downhill from here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. That being said,
so Barbara, we just man bushed you.
We man bushed you. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Don't read into that. Don't read into that.
Yeah. No.
It's like working with 12-year-olds. What can I say?
Oh. Man.
All right. So Barbara, thank you for being very patient with us. Barbara, are you online with us?
She is now. Sorry.
I'm with you. I'm with you. It's okay. That was so sweet.
Yeah, wasn't it? You. Marie, and my daughter are friends, and. You know, these girls are growing up, and they never cease to amaze me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's very nice that you know you let her on the show, and she could give a gift to her father, and that's very sweet.
Yes, I thank you for your patience through that.
Oh, come on! I'm just sitting here.
So are we.
Wait, you're not sitting on an exercise bike like we are? That's how we keep the power running.
Exactly.
I mean, this is
no,
this is work.
No,
when we
no.
say we work our asses off, we mean we work our asses off.
This is why I have no... Okay.
No. Sadly, I haven't been working out. No. I have to get back to it, but the Jewish holidays and the Imaginarium, all this stuff, viruses, they got to me, so I haven't worked out for a while, but I'm going back on Monday.
Nice.
Well, actually, maybe tomorrow. Yeah.
Even better.
Anyway.
It's never too soon to start. Speaking of which, do you have a poem you'd like to share with us?
I do. I wrote a poem last night. It was kind of bubbling around in my head, and then I was talking to someone, another poet, and I kind of got inspired to write. So it's called Autumn Thoughts. And actually, I tagged you on this, so you may have read it. It starts small like a symphony with one or two colored leaves fluttering from the trees in a grand ballet, twirling and swirling as they make their entrance onto the hard cement that will be their resting place, or softly sliding onto the still green grass, layer upon layer, creating a collage of colors, red, orange, some purples, all arriving as the trees above grow bald, as if shorn by their hairdresser, the wind. And the season changes, sometimes overnight, from flimsy blouses to thick sweaters, and our thoughts switch from the light and airy to the darker and deeper, from meandering through our days to rushing from outside to inside. And in this vestibule for winter, we gradually accept the cold and bleak, admiring the foliage as if the world were a museum and we were spectators, ooing and eyeing over nature's painting, and we rate the colors as they slowly fade, the cold gaze of winter eyeing us as autumn creeps ever forward toward the final moment when the trees, bare as a baby's bottom, are revealed, and their skeletons left to face the cruel winds of winter. End poem.
Wow.
I saw that when you tagged me in it, and I was like, God, I hope she reads that on the show. Very well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
I am very impressed. Autumn is my favorite time of year, and we're just now kind of creeping to where the mornings are crisper. There's a little dew on the grass. There's a little dew on the car. And I'm like,
and I had to
thank God, no more hush puppies.
And you know what else really Jay Todd gets excited about, which was a little strange, is that right around autumn, he starts talking about how much he loves the autumn, and then somehow he starts wearing white yoga pants and ordering a pumpkin spice latte. I swear, it's like talking with a 20-something girl all the time, only you're just excited about fall.
Stop it. Hey, I just can't.
I'll order a pumpkin spice latte.
Will you? On your...
Sorry, I thought we were taking orders.
Oh, I'll have one. No, I won't. You know why I won't?
What are you ordering?
Because I'm a man.
Okay.
Wait, aren't you guys going to Applebee's after?
Oh, yeah.
They're going to Applebee's. I'm going to go get comatose for about 4 or 5 hours.
Applebee's is the most manly place open in this neighborhood at this hour. Yeah. It's a little depressing. I want Call
that
of...
That we can hold a conversation.
I want Call of the Wild, but instead, I get, a chick flick. That's my life, and it's upsetting.
You should have been an Imaginarium. There was a girl you probably would have loved.
Really? The one in America.
Married. She's married, but what's her name?
Well, what use is that, Barbara?
That's never stopped Michael before.
Oh, yes, it has. It does. What use is that?
I love her.
Oh, great. She's married. Thanks, Barbara. No, I'm just screwing around. I'm just going to throw this at everybody. I'm not that hard up. I'm just saying. Everybody assumes you're not married. That must mean that no girls want to go out with you. And while that's partially true, I'm able to fake it with the best of them.
Well,
just let that sit there. I can see, based on that statement, I can see where everybody's mind goes.
As a friend of mine would say, it's the Jewish mother in me.
Well, I got to ask, this lady that you want to introduce him to, is she a doctor?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not a doctor. No. I didn't know men were looking for doctors. I know women are looking for doctors, but I didn't know men were looking for doctors.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm looking for...
I got a boil on the side of my face. You know,
what the hell? Where are we going
with
it?
Oh.
And if I'm dating this girl, then I don't have to pay for it. That copay is expensive.
Oh, you got to pay for it.
You meant the medical attention. Never mind.
I don't even know where this show is. Yeah. You know those things where you're really sick? Like sometimes when you have a cold and you have a really high fever and things are funny that are not normally funny?
Yeah.
That's how I feel the show is going right now. Feverish is the word.
Okay.
That's how I'm feeling.
Yeah. Well,
you know, Imaginarium seems like it would actually be awesome.
That way, at the last caller, so I'm going to get off and let you guys.
Thank you, Barbara.
I'm going to let you guys handle that. All right, thank you, Barbara.
Thank you, Barbara.
We'll talk to you soon.
I've stood you all up, I'm going to make my exit.
We'll talk to you during the return engagement.
Yes. I'll try and find another poem to.
Oh, I'm sure you've got a few laying around you can use.
Talk to you later.
Talk
Bye,
to you soon.
Guys.
That was Barbara on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
I don't know. Was this an evolution this time?
Wow, that was just so strange.
How I can describe that moment, it's like when someone jumps using a bungee cord, and it's that moment when the bungee cord snaps and you realize how drastic their life's about to gonna change.
That's true.
How that break went.
And honestly, this parts of the show, it's like the difference between the normal show is the Wizard of Oz. This show is the Wiz.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I
wow.
I blame
it's a good
Posick Fest.
You blame Posick Fest? Yeah. That was pretty cool, though.
It was
transformative.
Know, here's the thing about Posick Fest that really stunned me, aside from JT just absolutely owning his stuff. We had such a diverse mix of poets and musicians. Here's pretty much how the genres went for the last three musicians. We had a country artist that came up and just floored us. We had a international ambient techno performer, Mingo.
Well,
New Age. Mm-hmm. Ambient, who just killed it and then released an album that debuted at 23 on the charts.
Internationally, yeah.
And then, you know, to round things out, we had a steampunk band come up and just kill it. And there was not even, it was a very active audience. They were very engaged in what was happening. But there was no, oh, well, this sucks because it's a different genre. It was very much people that loved what they were seeing.
Well, we also made an effort to bring some really high quality people. And that I was really proud of. It was one of those things where we had an audience that was captive, not because we tried to keep them there, but because they were actually interested in what was going on stage and they were silent.
And we don't want you to be a captive audience. We want you to be an active audience. So we're going to take five more unique callers. Give us a call, 720-240-9766.
As soon as I read the submission.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Sorry. We're going to be doing a submission first. Brought to you by the fine people at Posick.
Nice. Take me off my game.
Well, you know.
Rain on my parade. Step on my lines. Oh, wait. Sorry.
That's not rain.
Sorry.
Step on your cape. Take the mask off the Lone Ranger. Pee it in the wind.
Sorry, we do have a submission. My apologies.
This is a submission from Shula Oyendamola. If I were a man, I'll be the first lover of my child. She or he will have a million memories, good enough to love any other. If I were a man, I'll be man enough to imprison my ego. I'll be compassionate in my strength and let my power learn humility. If I were a man, Earth will find protection in my arms. I will shield it in my words and actions, make sure humanity feels at home. If I were a man, I will bow to God's power greater than I. But since I'm a woman, I will simply be the best man I can be. So that is from a book called Heartbeat, a collection of poems. It's available on Amazon. That is Shula Oyendamola.
Very well read. Very well written.
Very well written.
Powerful piece.
Yes, very much. Way to go. That was really well done.
All right, now that I'm not premature, we want five unique callers, 720-240-9766.
Don't kid yourself. 720-240-9766.
Call now. Nice. Ugh. See, McCall's got baseballs flying into the water for him.
Yes, he does. You all right, Michael?
I am. I just had a realization. People didn't get to hear this at home. And get to,
thank God.
It would have been a privilege.
No, it wouldn't have.
I just realized that if we recorded me blowing my nose and slowed it down, it would probably sound a lot like Godzilla.
No.
Maybe a little bit of phase?
No.
Some reverb?
You play it at a quarter speed. It's the opening stanzas of the Necronomicon in your opening gateways.
Oh, okay. Sometimes two. But the point being, when I take my hat off at night, when I take my hat off and I'm going to wash my face, and I'm cleaning the makeup up that covers the three nines on my forehead.
They're not nines. You're looking at it backwards.
Upside down.
Yeah, I know. See, this is a thing. I'm not the Antichrist. How many times do I have to tell people that?
No, those aren't nines. They're P's.
Doctor stamp it like this and go, oh, oops.
I'm sorry.
Now they're eights.
Mr. and Mrs. Amadei, I hate to tell you, I think you just gave birth to the Antichrist.
I wonder how many times your parents have heard that.
You know what? It's probably a few.
And I love you very much. If you're listening, please forgive me that joke. All right, so we do have five more lined up for you. Let's go right out to New Jersey. Someone that hasn't called the show in a while, but I'm very excited to hear from again. Please welcome Tommy. Tommy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hey, welcome back to our show, my friend.
What's up?
Not much. Glad to have you back. I've missed you, man.
I know. I've been busy. It's been crazy.
It's the life
working
of a poet.
Now, going to school.
Where are you working?
I am a custodian.
That's all right.
That's okay.
Hey, you know what? It's good, honest work, my friend.
I earn my keep. Yeah. I've actually got a publishing deal since we last talked.
What? Who's publishing you?
Yeah. My book is going to be out hopefully December or January.
Nice. And who's publishing you?
451 Press, which is a subdivision of Underwater Mountain Publishing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very well done.
Also, if any of my listeners from Instagram are listening right now, thank you. I told them about you guys on Instagram.
Oh, wonderful. Today.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, I shouted you guys out because you guys give me a lot of love on here.
We do. Can't wait to hear your entry, brother.
Thanks, man. I got a good one for you guys today. It's called A Day in a Village. It's about this one time me and my friend went to the village, and we got into some shenanigans.
As one would in the village.
Okay. What have I done? I've unleashed Quincy Valero into the big bad city upon Greenwich Village for the first time. The 177 Express round trip to Port Authority, to the A train to Canal. We missed our stop, had to walk from Soho to Washington Square Park, but along the way we saw artists in their galleries, head shops and street performers, hobos and junkies. We made it. We're in this bitch, Quincy said as we walked through the arches. We saw a multitude of creatures, an artist drawing floral murals with chalk, meditating Buddhists, a cello player playing for his meal, a drummer drumming for money to get back home, and a jazz band with a clarinet player, and writers scribbling down whatever came to mind. We saw a beautiful woman everywhere. Look, my 10-year too, Quincy said, nodding at a sexy brunette wearing a sundress walking by. We got coffee at the Third Rail coffee shop. We met lovey-dovey couples and a girl poet sipping on espresso. Cutting down Gleeker to Sullivan to McDougal to Houston. Sex shops, leather studs and dildos, and flavored lubricants. This shit reminds me of Saw, Quincy said with a laugh. Too much for your threshold, eh? I said, nudging him. We passed a guy selling vinyl on the street. How much for the Charlie Parker record, I asked. $5, he said. How long are you going to be here, like, till what time, I asked. Oh, I don't live by numbers, man. I don't live by time. Time ain't your master, huh? I laughed. Nope. You can't spell time without M-E, said. Quincy and I looked at each other with a grin. I'll be back. If I'm not here before you leave, good luck in your ventures, I said. And we walked away. Thanks, brother. Enjoy the day, said, smiling and waving. We went to the Papaya Hot Dogs, best in the city, then to the pool hall. Now, folks, it's common knowledge where I'm from that Quincy Valero is a local pool shark. He can break and sink three balls, he can jump over your ball to get his in, and he can shoot behind his back with one hand. Playing with him is a guaranteed loss, but I never cared. I just like playing. We talked and laughed about all the stupid nonsense back home and planned the next move. We went to the Blue Note, the best jazz club in the city. The Dizzy Gillespie All-Star Band was playing that night, but it was too expensive for both of us, so we headed over to St. Mark's Place. More head shops, more sex shops and bookstores, clothing stores, punk things that search and destroy, record stores and all that good stuff. It was getting late. Back to Bleeker to start drinking. First stop, little pub. The bartender was a gorgeous blonde, sweet as could be. We ordered 2 beers. She seemed to be having trouble with the tap. Sorry, guys, it's a little foamy. Next round on me. We were so amazed because back at home, all the bartenders wouldn't care. And we'd get a whole mug of foam. We cleaned glasses and took the first icy cool sip. So nice on a hot day. You know, dude, this is perfect, Quincy said. What do you mean, I asked. Well, this is a great time. I'm on vacation right now. We're here exploring and relaxing, enjoying the moment. This moment, he said, with a beer in his hand hovering over his mouth. Quincy always talked about this. This moment, this time, this feeling, this thing. This is that time when you're in the moment of complete and total encumbrance, when you're wrapped up in it, and you're about to do what you're going to do, and you love it, and you're happy. And it's the moment you live for, the moment you want to last forever. This moment right here, not then, not before, not after, but right here, right now, this. We live our lives trying to make this happen every day, every second of every day, living it up. Quincy took me to Artichoke Pizza, and my God, it was immaculate. A 9-inch wide, a 9-inch long, and about half an inch thick slice of heaven. It was a mixture of crunchy, gooey, savory goodness, and I highly recommend it. Then back to the bars. Wicked Willie's, Triona's, Off the Wagon, The Bitter End, GMT, The Red Lion, Cafe Wa, 1849, beer, wine, rum, whiskey, scotch on the rocks, and bourbon.
smoking electronic cigarettes down the cobblestone roads, passing hipsters, college students, and tweakers, locals and tourists. Out of my way, you tourist bastards, I yell frantically, pushing them out of my way. And past them was Quincy trudging behind. You can always spot a tourist because they got their cameras, their fanny packs, and their heads looking up saying, ooh, ah, look at that building, look at that one, taking snapshots in awe. We walked to the V-Club, and as we walked up to the entrance, a little old lady in a wheelchair called out to us, are you two brothers? We laughed and said, no, we're best friends, next-door neighbors. Oh, well, you two look very similar. Very young, she said. Yeah, we're both 21, Quincy said. You live around here, I asked. Right over there, she said, pointing to the building across the street. She told us about how the building was falling apart and how the law student got booted out, leaving the little old lady alone to live on the 9th floor. Back in the day, there were river rats the size of cats, but now we only have mice, she said. I'm being moved, though, whenever the landlords and officials decide where, she added. She had some sort of old senior citizen perk that allowed her to be taken care of. Then she started to spit some of her poetry from 30 years ago, perfectly from memory. It was full of truth, insight, and hope. We were floored by this wheelchair-bound geriatric. She was a retired barmaid, a poet, and an ex-lounge singer. Her name was Tracy Warren. The three of us walked out of the V-Club. I ordered a glass of Pinot Noir, and Quincy got a draft Brooklyn Lager. We were pulling out the bar stools, and I spilled my wine all over the wooden table. Fuck, I said, and everyone in the bar watched me as I put my face in my palms.
Sorry, Tommy. We have rules here. We cannot drop the F-bomb. That was a great poem, though. I appreciate you calling in. Please, by all means, call in with something clean. I do have to say, though, you remind me a lot of Kerouac. That was amazing.
Man, it's great. We hate doing that. Yeah. We absolutely detest that.
Yeah.
Man, Tommy, if you want to call back during when we have After Dark again and do that.
Do that. That'd be great.
Do it. We'd love to hear it, man. I'm sorry we had to cut you off, but we just have to follow the rules for the family and people listening.
Correct.
Just man,
let that sit there for a while. That was amazing.
It really was.
It was such a good flow going. And all right, we're going to go from Tommy in New Jersey to someone equally amazing. Please welcome from Kentucky, he is Philip.
Howdy, fellas.
Hello, how are you?
I am well. And one of these days, you guys are going to accidentally like catch me yelling at my old lady. She's in the kitchen baking banana bread. And I'm like, cut it out. Quit making all that racket back there. You know?
Oh, you don't yell at your old lady for making banana bread. What you have to do is you have to have her package it up in tinfoil and you send it to World Poetry Open Mic at...
It's Colorado, that's right.
Actually, you know what? My wife bakes all the time and I do end up bringing goodies to the studio, too.
When does that?
Yummy yum right there, right?
Oh, you end up leaving with the intention of bringing them to the studio.
There is that.
Just don't make it. Eat them on the way there, right?
Exactly.
That's right.
That's what I'm assuming happens.
Well, it's good to hear your guys' voice, and I really appreciate the country singer that was on at the show.
Yeah, Larry Nix. Larry Nix was kind of a badass, wasn't he?
He was amazing. I was really blown away.
You know, the funny thing is...
I like the other talents, too, but go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, he was great. And you know, one of the things that really caught me as interesting is J-Todd and I met him at a hat shop.
In June,
really? Of all places, right?
Yeah, of all places. And he just had this really interesting energy to him. And we talked to him, and we talked about being a musician. He's one of those guys you talk to. You know, a lot of people talk about being musicians. A lot of times they do it, but they kind of don't really do it.
Yeah.
Occasionally, right. You get the impression talking to someone that they're serious. And we had that impression, so we looked him up, and man, we were just blown away. And so we were happy he could come out.
He gave me his card. He's like, check out my music. And literally, I set down the card. I had every intent to look at his music right away. It slipped my mind. I got busy doing, you know, poet things. And
sure.
I run across his card. Oh, a month later, I'm like, yeah, I promised this guy I'd check it out his music. Oh, my goodness. What did I wait a month for? It was amazing.
Right. Yeah, no, it was really amazing. I was quite impressed. And thanks for inviting me. I enjoyed myself.
Well, now you have a year to prepare for the next one. Maybe you can come out and witness the carnage live.
Oh, I would love that. I really love Colorado. I've been there a couple of times, and it's a beautiful state.
Bring the old lady. Bring a loaf of banana bread. Just come on out and hang out with us.
All right. That would be great. Well, I'll get to it and let the next poet read. So here it goes. In the age before cell phones were common. All right. Whispered, soft, semi-conscious, how she dreamt of being a silent era film star, revered, histrionic, back in the days before cigarettes were a known carcinogen, worn out Hollywood iconic with a figure that inspired men, married or not. We met at a symphony, Mahler or Brahms or somebody important and cosmopolitan. Recall her laconic expression, how the violins weep and was entranced. Talked about the broken back poverty of her father, whose failures disgusted the matrilineal lineages on both sides. Grandmothers who ignored the gambling and blue flame moonshine, though she found it secretly romantic. Dangerous nights in the countrified backwoods. Her sad-eyed youth enthralled with his stories. Loved him purely, even after the suicide. A shotgun beneath autumn moonlight on a repossessed family farm. The 70s muscle car left in his will would get her all the way to mythic California. Starless black as a coffin, disinherited vehicle, weighed down with hopeful metaphors, carrying her toward fabulous success and risque excess that would kill her or make her like the men she tempted with innocence askew and sophisticated dominance. This fiery contradiction whose long hair draped the phone, or so I imagined, listening to her soft, soporific breaths coming steady through the line. There it is, fellers.
Very well done, Philip.
Thank you much. I appreciate it.
And as always, I'm...
Guys, go ahead.
Sorry. I was going to say, as always, I'm very impressed with your work. I hope you call back for the After Dark, or not the After Dark, the Return Engagement. There we go. After Dark's next week, and I hope you call back for that, too.
I will certainly do that. Don't get me confused. I'm easily confused, sir.
No, tonight is all clean work. Next week, you can have right. one dirty one, okay? Okay. They're kind of like martinis.
Exactly. All right. Thank you much, and I'll call back.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
That was Philip from Kentucky on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
You like that smell?
That wasn't a smell.
Oh, no, it was.
That was a nice cleansing breath.
No, I just put on my my napalm-scented cologne.
Napalm-scented cologne?
Yep. It's called Heart of Darkness.
Did you give up on Jungle Panther cologne?
Yes, Jungle Panther.
Not powerful enough for you?
No, it's not powerful enough. I am going with the Heart of Darkness Francis Ford Coppola scent.
Oh, jeez.
What? If Joseph Conrad's work got turned into a cologne, it'd be hilarious and I'd have to buy it. I'm sorry. It's just too much.
So what if you made a David Lynchian cologne?
What would you call that one? You couldn't just go Twin Peaks. It's too obvious.
No. Vivacious Viscera.
Vivacious Viscera. What if John Waters had a cologne?
Lynch, what?
What if John Waters had a cologne? Mm. There is a James Bond cologne, so technically Ian Fleming got turned into a cologne. His stuff character got turned into a cologne.
All right.
But I think John Waters, like Hairspray, Divine. You smell divine.
You from John Waters. It's divine. All right. Someone who doesn't smell, at least we don't assume so. She's a new caller. Please welcome Morton Carroll. Morton Carroll. Hello.
I'm going to be doing a poem it's called Moving On. This is for people who are given up, you know, due to a trauma or something. It's inspirational writing.
Okay.
Shall I read it now?
You're going to want to turn down your listening device just a little bit because we can hear it in the background. But then, yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had it up because some of this is so low, I can't hear it.
I am so sorry about that.
How's that?
A little bit better.
You want me to do more?
Yeah, do a little bit more, and then you can turn it back up after.
Yeah, once you're done reading, yeah. I don't want it to affect your performance.
It feeds back through the...
And really, to be honest, it's tripping me out, too.
Now I got it down to 7.
Much better.
Okay. Shall I start now?
Go ahead and go.
All righty. This poem is called Moving On. It is for those who are giving up due to a trauma. It's inspirational. and it goes like this. I'm fighting my demons. I know what it feels like, an eternity. I know about all the bad times, and a tragedy has unfolded. That almost put me 6 feet under after months of lying in bed and giving up and doing next to nothing. With the help of good family and friends, I am slowly reemerging. I don't want to be defined, nor will I let it defeat me. Another moment of time and going for the gusto. Won't stop until I become an angel in heaven to have my name in lights, the best of the best. Too much of my life has been robbed, not wasting another moment. And when I now say enough is enough, I'm doing my best to shoot for the stars, to move on down the right path, finding the silver lining I know is behind every cloud to my fantasy land. That's it.
Very inspirational. Having been through a lot of trauma in the last few years myself, thank you very much for sharing that on our show.
Well, glad to do it, because I am a poet, but my publisher got into financial trouble, and they are no longer a publisher. Trying to get back in, oh boy, not easy.
No,
so
it's not.
This is great.
I got to ask, we asked this of all our new callers, how did you hear about our show?
Well, I belong to, the Undead Society or something.
The Undead Poets Society on Facebook?
I belong to that one. Yeah, and I saw you on there, right? Somebody put it up, and I looked it over, and I started realizing what you're all about. So I thought I'd give it a shot.
Beautiful. Well, I'm glad you did, and I hope you don't quit calling our show. I really enjoyed your work.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, well, if you feel like calling back for our return engagement, please do so.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Awesome. That was Martin Carroll on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Misfire.
You know, I just read that, according to these people here, that vegetarianism and interest in Lord of the Rings can lead to demonic possession.
I can understand about one, but one's classic literature.
Wait.
Oh, yep. That's unfortunate. Levitation can lead to demonic possession.
Really?
Yeah. Wait. Did you see something? What was
before
that?
I'm reading. Okay, so before, well, there's vegetarianism, Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, LOTR. Rock music.
This is
video
awesome.
Games.
Is this back from the 80s? Because I remember this list.
Yeah. Yoga.
Yep.
Pumpkin spice latte. I just added that one. I'm sorry.
Thanks.
And then let's see. Twilight films.
I am burning in hell right now.
You like the Twilight films? Burning Man. Strangely enough.
Burning Man?
And D&D.
I'm totally toasted.
Yeah. We're all possessed.
Yeah.
Yes, he's got his multi-sized.
That's too bad. That's really too bad. No.
No natch 20 for you.
Earth worship. So don't kiss the ground anymore, J-Todd.
Okay.
Try and hover. Wait, levitation's bad. Sorry.
You keep trying to reenact that scene when Kevin Costner and Robin Hood where he falls on the beach and kisses it. Don't do that anymore. It's all weird. Right, and by the way, you still got to work on your accent.
All right. So we do have more poets online. Please welcome from Houston, Texas. She is Juanita Garcia Vera. Hello, Juanita.
You ever get the impression that people are just deadpanning it, like letting us hear ourselves? They're just like, you know what you sound like? This is what you sound like.
Juanita, are you with us?
Won't you pick up the phone, Juanita? Why don't you pick up the phone right now?
Nope.
All right, so we're going to put you back on hold, and we'll bring you back again.
We'll do it live.
Juanita, are you with us?
No, not yet. Hang on. I will tell you when. Just a moment, sir. London. How about now?
Juanita, how about now?
I am so sorry.
Hello?
Juanita?
All right, we're gonna have to put her on hold. We'll go to Mariah, and then we'll come back to Juanita. How about
okay.
that?
Okay. All right.
All right. So from Juanita, we're going to go to Mariah. And Juanita, if you come back to your phone, we will take you right after Mariah. Mariah, are you with us?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Thank you for not deadpanning us on that
Maybe.
One.
Maybe. Y'all suck.
Yeah. I thought about just deadpanning it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for not.
It's been a long day.
It's been a long week.
Being a long month. Hell, a long decade.
Yeah.
It's been a long eon. Not like last eon, it just flew by.
And Yanni, those albums take forever.
How are you guys doing?
Terrible, apparently.
Obviously, we're bombing tonight.
What do you got?
What do you got for us? Come on, save us. Throw me a bone.
Or two. But he gets confused. He has to choose one.
Okay. Half the time I don't know what you guys are saying when I'm on the phone.
Well, half the time we don't know what we're saying while you're on the phone, too.
Yeah, that's why it's okay. I just got this written, and I finished it up about 2 minutes ago, so I got on in the chat room. It's like, do I still have time to write, or no? So, I tried, and I made it, and I have no idea if it's good or not yet, because I haven't read back through it. So, this is Shielded. The title is maybe the title, and maybe not. I might change it. But, Shielded. Under night skies, I fall. Spiral down into the recesses of my mind, and thoughts keep me chained into myself as I search for verses to describe what I need. I am silent, but the quiet speaks more than any words, and the chaotic calm whirls around until the air is still and at the same time buzzing with everything unspoken. I find peace and pain in the swirl of colors behind my eyelids. Keep them closed so I don't have to see all the ugliness in the world, and my fingers are bruised from trying to push away the darkness. Feeling around to find my way in a place that screams and sings and dances from one moment to the next, I am lost and found in my poetry. And home.
Very well done. Michael thanks you for saving us, and he owes you a pumpkin spice latte.
You know what I'm thinking about giving people for the holidays? Mariah, you might be one person, because I feel like you just helped us a lot. You know those really cool jackets that make you hug yourselves, and they come with a cute belt?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about making those for people. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah?
I want one.
Christmas colors. Red and green hug yourself jackets.
But it's just making them green, and as you bounce your head off the wall, you slowly make them red and green.
That's really morbid, man. I'm just talking about hugging yourself. A little bit of self-love never hurt anybody. I am so proud of you. I just set J Todd up, and he's just sitting there with his mouth not saying a thing. I'm so proud of you.
Mariah, thank you for sharing your poetry on our show. Are you going to be calling back for the return engagement?
Yes, I have a cover poem for the return engagement that I was going to read last week, but apparently not.
Well, you can read it this week, and we'll call it good, right? All right, thank you for calling our show. That was Ryan, World Poetry Open Mic, the next Evolution Poetry Radio. Do you realize how much I just bit my tongue? I think I'm bleeding at this point.
I think so. You're about to turn that white jacket I gave you a different color.
Yes. That
puce.
That was kind of puce.
Do you have an
pomegranate?
Iron? You got an iron deficiency. We need to work on that.
Well, you know, trying for it. Juanita, if you're going to want, is she on? Yeah. Hey, cool. Juanita.
Yeah.
Hey, you're with us now.
Yeah, well, you know, the phone, I don't know what happened to it. I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
It's not you. We got this weird update from Skype, and it does that on occasion. It did it to Dennis earlier, and it did. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I just, you know, was trying to get another line in since it disconnected me or something.
You know what? When that happens, just keep calling in because we will answer you.
We usually have to wait until there's not a poet
until
on the air.
Someone's not going, and then we can, like we just did, answer it on the fly.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
So, what do you have for us tonight?
Let me lower this thing. My poem is called The Things I Need. And here we go. It says, we laid in darkness, the night so calm, while we discussed our needs and wants. Into the night, a muffled cry behind closed doors without the light. And then the silence became loud roar into the streets as daylight poured. I hit the floor, my heart fast beating. While I rushed on, the clock was ticking. As I walked on, I came to see a fiery mound. While ants marched in maddening feet, each one on mission, like mine to keep. It lit a fire beneath my feet, and I ran on to warrior's drum while my arms swung in rhythmic hum. And I tapped on a tap, tap, tap that lingered on for miles, it seemed. At last I came to a place so grand. It was my home, a huge ant mound. I worked long into the night, at last to rest in cavern deep. It was a dream from which I woke. I was so tired, I wanted to sleep, but could ill afford the time to keep. And day did fall to darkest night, again to start upon daylight. A vicious cycle and end I see, the day I part the company of things I want, not things I need. That's it.
Very well done. Thank you for sharing on our show. Thank you for
Thank
being
you.
Patient with us through our tech issues.
That's fine.
Actually,
y'all have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Juanita Garcia Vera on World Poetry Open Mic, the next Evolution in Poetry Radio. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We got 5 in on that segment. That means we're going to try again, right?
Yep.
All right. So we need to hear a submission.
You're not reading tonight?
We've got too many submissions.
Oh,
I'm gonna let
the
poets
okay.
that want to partake of this venue do
Just
it.
Just wanted to make sure.
I get to read all the time. And if people want to hear me read, they can hear the two sets I did at Posick Fest and listen to that during this week.
Very true.
Yeah, jerks.
No, it's all right. It's all right. it's all about sharing our platform. That's all I try to do.
Yes. It's better than sharing our pie. I get grumpy when I do that. Hey, yes. This one is from a long time submitter to our show.
All right.
Steve Junka. This is called Hopelessness Overcome. Hopelessness overcome. Day after day, death in the air. Night after night, the 1,000-yard stare. No way around it. It must get done. Yellow alert time for no fun. Guard mount is quiet. No joking each night. Briefings are tense about the enemy's sights. Hope is lost except for one thing. The war dog is our courage and what he brings. Without him, we're all alone out there. Alone to fear, alone to stare. With him, we have a weapon unseen. His sights are sharp, his senses are keen. He brought us confidence and company to boot. He brought us a smile and a courage to shoot. He is our hero, so long as stories are told. He deserves all the praise. He was so bold. He gave us hope, joy, and laughter. His life gave us many years hereafter. Salute with me his glory and honor. Certain times of the year, his greatness we ponder. He was our hope, companion, and friend. If we had to go with him, we'd do it all again. And that was Hopelessness Overcome by Steve Junka. And everybody who is contributing is doing it by going to worldpoetryopenmic.net, going to the contact form and putting it in there, and you can send it to us that way if you want it read on the air. Or if you just want to contact us, Morton. Yeah,
if you want to write us. So, all right. That being said, now we're going to take 5 unique callers if we can get them. If not, if we don't get any callers, we'll just open it up for the return engagement after that.
Now, we're asking for 5 callers. We're pretty sure you're all going to be unique. After all, we are a nice little pocket of weird over here.
We are.
And we're happy about that. We love that, and we love that you're with us.
Give us a call. We love our weirdness. We love your weirdness. Call us, 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Doom, we are all doomed.
You know what I love about the beginning of that thing is it sounds like bullets ricocheting.
I know.
It's like we're like, all right, we're back. You know?
Yes.
I accidentally fired my gun because I'm so excited.
Wow, you just keep feeding them to me, Michael, and I just happened to bite my tongue.
Yep, so. That's what the poet said.
All right, so we did get only one caller for this segment. However, a new person to the show. Please welcome from New Jersey, she is Essence.
Hey, how
are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing very well. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
I do need to ask, where did you learn about our show at?
Facebook, in the Call for Submissions Poetry Fiction Art Group.
Awesome. I am so glad you called our show. What do you have to share with us?
It's an untitled piece. Most of my pieces are untitled, but I do title some when the title comes, but most of my poems just come and no title.
All right, fair enough.
So I'm ready whenever you are.
You're on the air. You are live. Go ahead and go when you're ready.
Okie dokie. I need you to open your sweet-smelling, soft hands and allow me to place the world in them in the only way I know how. Please, my dear, won't you let me help you? I need you to want this life with its combination of soft and hard edges. The only way to home is to open your heart and let the light in. Let it warm you, soothe your soul. This is homecoming. This is promise. All of this is yours. If only you would open your hands and heart. I need that. I will do the rest. Take the first step. Open your hands. Will you? Please. Just try. I'm always right here. Open your hands, your heart. Welcome home. That's all. Hello?
Very well done.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing on our show. I hope you enjoyed your experience, and I hope you call back for the return engagement, which will be coming up here very shortly.
Okay, I think I'll do that.
Awesome. Find another poem, get ready and reload, and give us a call back, okay?
Okay.
That was Essence from New Jersey on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. A mild abbreviated segment. Why don't we do this? Why don't you do another submission if we've got it, and I'll read one to
all
fill
right.
The
uno momento, por favor.
Right on.
One moment, please.
That's right. One moment, please. All right. Let's see. Here is one. By Enoch Ojotisa. Says it's a poem was recently published in a book titled "Cries from the Ocean." Let me read. Go ahead and.
You want me to read one real quick and then?
No. Okay, I just needed to. You know no. what? No, I'm not going to read this one. All right. I caught something out of the corner of my eye before I started, and it's derogatory towards women.
And yeah, not we're not going to do it. Misogynistic poetry here.
Not at all.
That's part of hate speech.
Sorry.
So, no worries. I'm just trying to find something to read real quick. Let's see, what am I... I'll do this one in honor of... Posick Fest, I did this one too. those that have been fans for a very short time doesn't know our fourth co-host is not here, the Phantom.
Well, maybe she is, we just can't see her.
We can't see her, she's busy. This is a true story about a night I spent being her designated driver. This is entitled The Fall at Colfax and Corona. No, officer, I've not been drinking, in opposition to what you must be thinking, but I'm going to a concert just up the street when the sidewalk reached up and grabbed my feet. No, officer, I've not been drinking, though my dignity is rapidly shrinking. I'm not one to bartend and tell, but these ladies that are with me are drunk as hell. No, officer, I've not been drinking, and no, this poet wasn't really sprinting. No reason for you to bust my nuts, I'm just a writer who happens to be a klutz. No, officer, I have not been drinking, and I say to you, I was not planking, just met the ground at a high rate of speed, no assistance or teas do I really need. No, officer, I have not been drinking, nor is my third eye open and blinking, I can say with confidence I've had not a sip, just landed here on Colfax after an unexpected trip. No, officer, I've not been drinking, all hope of good recovery is now sinking. So now, if you have nothing else to say, I think I will pick myself up and slowly walk away. And that is the actual truth. The Phantom turned around when I fell, and she's like, what the hell are you doing? And I'm like, I fell. I might need some help getting up off the sidewalk. She's too drunk to help me out, you know?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Notice that we never have stories about each other like that.
That's because I quit drinking.
You're not the only one in the scenario here, man. Either one of us could do this, too.
Well, that's true.
Am I the guy who's going to have to do this?
You're gonna,
probably.
I'm going to have to be the guy.
I don't know. Jameson. We'll see.
I don't think I'm going to do Jameson. Nah.
Golden okay. Pineapples all the way, my friend.
Well, either, but if I'm going to do, I can do Irish whiskey. I can do Irish whiskey.
Well, you
I'm
can do a good, Irish whiskey like no other.
Yeah, that's true. I can. But I cannot accept the consequences. If I kiss someone else's girlfriend, it is not my fault.
Well, yeah. But I got to say, did you tell the people about your uncle?
Which uncle?
The one that drowned in the vat of Irish whiskey.
No, but I love where this is going. Please continue. I'm sure it won't be offensive at all to Irish people.
Well, no. No, they came to tell you, inform you that he drowned, and you're like, that's horrible. And the officer was like, yeah, he got out 3 times to relieve himself, but eventually did drown.
By the way, all of my uncles, I'm glad you're alive.
Totally kidding.
And neither of you are alcoholics. Wonderful.
All right. Let's move on.
Now it's time for the return engagement. Give us a call. If you've called before tonight, you are free to call again. If you've never called before tonight, you're free to call for the first time. And if you've never called our show again, please give us a call.
720-240-9766.
That's once again 720-240-9766. You can call at any point in time.
Rock the mic. Rock the mic. When you rock, nothing can stop you. When you suck, nothing can save you. Rock the mic. Rock the mic. Hot. Hot, hot like this. I won't mess around. I won't waste your time. When you rock. When you rock. My name is Lenny C., and I'm here to rock the mic. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
The master, Lenny C., the professor, throwing down for World Poetry Open Mic. God, I miss him. I got to say, while we're at Posick Fest, first off, I reached into my inner pocket on my jacket.
Uh-huh.
And I had to slip from Lenny's memorial service in that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why I didn't end up wearing it. I'm like, I don't think I want to wear this coat today.
Well, it was a little warm in there,
too. It was a bit warm, too, yeah. So, one of my best memories of Posick Fest, the whole thing, was Seth throwing down. Mm. And for those that weren't able to follow along at home, actually Mike took the stage and played guitar behind his music with M.D. Friedman, the headline poet, playing flute as well.
In a totally non-poetry moment.
No, it was good. It was good. I actually shared this with my wife. When I first owned the title Poet, I put together a CD of all the poets in Denver that I respect and admire and love their work as inspiration for me to just keep owning the title. And Seth's letter to Saddam Hussein, open letter to Saddam Hussein, or excuse me, Osama bin Laden, was on the CD that my wife and I would listen to as we were driving around in the car. And here Posick Fest comes. He says he'll perform. I'm like secretly kind of wanting him to do that one. And he does it with Michael doing guitar. I got home. I told my wife. She's like, no way. I'm like, mm-hmm. It was very cool. So thank you, Mike. Thank you, Seth, if you're listening in. Thank you, M.D. Friedman, for sitting in. All the artists that performed, you guys made an event very classy.
And I'm just going to throw out, thank you to the professor, Lenny C., for having J. Todd not wear that coat. He would have been too hot and would have become really cranky.
I probably would have passed out.
Probably.
But I didn't have a drink that whole night either.
Yes, you didn't.
You didn't. Because did you let everybody know what the deal was, though, if we saw you with the drink?
Yeah, they pretty much had told me that if they saw me with the drink in my hand, they would attack me. Viciously bruised me while assaulting the glass that was containing the drink, too.
That's I basically right. told him, if I see you with the drink, I will launch myself across the room and dramatically slap it out of your hand.
Yes.
So social consequences, my friend.
Yes.
All right. So we do have five more of the best lined up for you. This is a full segment, sort of. It's a return engagement.
Thank
Please
you.
Welcome Lorraine. Hello, Lorraine.
Hello.
Hey.
You know, I apologize. It was my phone that bobbled up, and I came down to the other phone. It's amazing what, you know, minds can amuse themselves with. I'm reading a Clorox bottle label while I was waiting. It's very interesting, actually.
I'm sure the contents is probably bleach, right?
Well,
It is bleach.
No, you know what?
It takes out all kinds of stains.
Lorraine, I have to tell you, I actually have done that. I will sit and read.
Isn't it weird?
Well, but the fact is, those are... Well, that's a profession, though. There's people who professionally do that for a living. I mean, that's something.
They
so you think
read labels?
People, or no, they write labels. So the thing is, if you
they write labels,
yeah. So you're actually looking at someone's life
that,
work.
You and I, and the guys. I mean, we could all probably.
I don't know.
Labels.
Apparently, it's
fact,
pretty hard to crack
labels.
The label game. I don't like labels, you know, Lorraine. I like to just let everybody be what they're going to be.
Yeah, discover what you're going to discover when you pour it. But you know, you can make it really funny, and, you know, you could put some, you know, comical stuff on it. I don't know.
There are some absolute, there's some great moments for comedy, and unfortunately, that market has not yet been tapped. Comedy
and, like,
labels.
Other uses for.
I got to say, Michael wrote one of the labels that I was on a microwave dinner that I had. Literally, the instructions said, caution, objects are hot when heated. I was like, that's a Michael.
That is
Michael there.
That is,
you know, I saw a
awesome.
Picture on Facebook. Let him know, because now I know what he looks like.
How do
so
I look?
I just may stalk him.
You see that big nose? You saw that big nose. The nose bigger than my ego. Now you know what I'm dealing with, and that's why I have a Napoleonic
that's a
complex.
Big nose.
Even though I'm 6 feet tall, I have a Napoleonic complex because of the size of my nose. It's larger than some dwarf planets.
You walk through doors like sideways or something.
Oh,
like
yeah. Oh, my nose precedes me by 5 minutes when I walk in the room. See, now we're doing Cyrano de Bergerac jokes.
Yes, you are.
I tied it together with poetry.
Cyrano
See how that happens? See how that works?
How appropriate. I love it. I never read him, but I heard, I know who he is. You know, I know who, what he was anyhow. And he had a large nose.
He had a large nose.
But then so did, you know, Sid Caesar and...
All great men have large noses.
Burl.
And a large cigar.
And handsome men have no hair, so there.
Oh, hey, look at that.
Hey.
I don't even want to go there.
I'm gonna leave you with this.
No hair
this
in the nose
more.
Or on the head? I'm sorry, that's one last clarification before you do your poem.
Let's hear a drum for the nose, and here we go. This is called Shakespeare Unleashed. It's mine. The world truly is a stage, and we are the actors in need of direction. God's cast of complexions dictate the scenes. We compete for the roles, both connective and separate. A spiritual selection determines our genes. In the wings, the tempest roars, moving props, slamming doors. Characters flee behind the curtain while reviews remain uncertain. The final act becomes elusive. Critics call it inconclusive. Cheers are hushed in mute applause, signaling theatric pause. And sure as night will follow day, closing will not end this play.
Lorraine, I gotta ask, do you
one of my stirring off moments.
Do you read much Ogden Nash?
I loved him. I love him. Not lately.
Well, I gotta say, some of your style reminds me of him. Yes. Yes, yeah? You should. Look up the poem "A Drink with Something in It." I think you'll like that one.
Oh, I love things like that. I always have drinks with something.
Yes.
Trust me, Lorraine. We know.
No, I heard that. But no, seriously, I love grape juice and orange juice and mango and all that other crap that, you know, people drink. But I also, you know, mixed with a little Grey Goose is very good.
Gotta have the goose juice.
And healthy, and you feel better than you did before you drank it. So.
Nice justification.
So there.
All right.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, so now we know what to send Lorraine for Christmas.
A Grey Goose. I heard it.
Well,
a Christmas goose. A Grey Goose.
Grey Goose.
Just don't ask us to give you a duck.
You can take that a couple ways. I mean, there are virtually grey geese. Or is it one goose, two geese?
No,
two
it
geese,
takes at least
whatever.
Four geese to make one bottle of Grey Goose. Yeah. It's decadent. Like
it's
a chocolate
gonna
pie.
It's going to be a long week before it's like, are you going to be back next week?
Yes, we are.
It's the week after that we're taking off.
So will I.
We're going to be painfully back.
Yes.
And I wish you all a wonderful, fun week and blessed week. And talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week. I was Lorraine on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Man.
Wow.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I lose track. Grey geese. Gooses?
Groose. We could start a knockoff brand called Grey Groose. Grey Grouse.
50 Shades of Grey Grouse.
50 Shades of Grey Geese.
Nice.
Yep, that's going to happen.
All right.
Maybe we can have that with some bath candles. Okay, moving on.
Did we really go that route? All right. Please welcome someone who's probably not surrounded by bath candles. She is Mariah.
Nice lead in.
Hello.
Are you surrounded by bath candles? Nothing. You'll hear the rebroadcast and you'll say, it all makes sense. But
it doesn't make sense, Mariah.
Let's just go on with your poetry. I got her speechless.
No, I'm trying to figure out what you said because all I heard is napkin in poetry.
That's all right. Go ahead and share with us your poetry.
All right, I'm actually doing a cover poem with this one.
You said that. What are you doing? Who are you doing? Poetry-wise.
Good God.
Anyway.
Are you...
Yeah, just talk over him, Mariah. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing most of the time anyway.
That's fair. Neither do any of us. Except for JT, actually.
But this piece inspired what I
wrote last week, or that I read last week. So, yeah, it is a poem by Decision Made on All Poetry. And it is titled Fire. They told me to yell fire. Yell fire, because all these things are worth more than a woman's body, and we can suffer the ashes of a childhood dream easier than those of a flat-screen TV. Yell fire, and they will all come running. So I scream it. Scream the wrong four letters until the flames burn my lungs like a crumpled-up suicide note. I scream it until a phoenix is reborn in my throat. And you hear every note that it sings as it cries out for redemption, cries out for change, change for every girl that takes the wrong way home because it has more streetlights, who has practiced the right way to hold her keys, has practiced looking sexy on her knees because maybe he will settle for that this time, for every girl trying to measure the millimeters of her skirt line to ensure it doesn't move beyond alluring to consent. That's not what she meant, but everyone measures differently. It's important that she understands. In their minds, it won't matter how her syllables land. Her every sentence containing a question mark because she is asking for it. That is how they read her. Read her like a toothpick novel they had to get for class, skimming quickly to the back, never appreciating the dark paragraphs in the middle. One of many. Where women stand as musty, yellow-paged bookshelves, take what you need and rearrange what's left for someone else to put back in place, put her in her place. So I yell for her, fire, fire, fire. We are more than the sum of your desire, more than our attire, more than a trophy you can acquire. We are more. We are dreamers and mountain climbers. We are the survivors. Though we should not have to be, and do not say we are someone's mother or wife, not tonight. But we have value in ourselves. And we are tired of screaming fire when the building has already burned to the ground. We are tired of standing in smoldering embers as you ask us what is wrong. Ask us why it took so long to call when we've been screaming all along and you warmed your feet by the fire. We are tired, and we will not yell fire anymore. End poem.
Another astounding read. I like the fact that you're covering other people's poetry that inspires you. Very well done.
Yeah, so that was by Holly Michaels. A.K.A. Decision Made.
Oh. Right on. Congrats to you and congrats to Holly Michaels. Be sure I tell her I like her work.
I will.
Beautiful. And we will hear from you next week?
Yes.
Good. Hopefully we won't be nearly as crazy as we have been this week.
All right.
That was Mariah and World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio.
Long,
comfortable,
chill, relaxed, white wine, bathrobes, Hall & Oates on the stereo.
Hall & Oates on the stereo.
Just talking about life, you know. It's a few guys.
I usually carry them in a truck.
Really?
Yeah, not on the stereo. It's a little weird.
You know, for the longest time, I thought Hall & Oates was a verb.
It was an action.
I'm like, why did they name it that? Hall & Oates. I mean, I could name my band something like, you know, Transporting Pickles. I don't.
That'd be a really interesting band name.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Kraftwerk thing.
You notice he blames me every time we go out the rails. However,
yeah, it's usually him.
I don't blame you.
Whatever.
My job is to take it off the rails. I just think you guys don't pull it back on.
I am not a contributing factor to pull the train back onto the rails, except for the fact
you
that
guys,
we do have callers.
You guys are the Wonder Bra to this show.
Are you lefty or righty? I don't mind being either.
Well, what side do I sit on?
You're on my left.
Okay.
All right. So it's with breast intentions we bring our next caller in. Please welcome Philip from Kentucky.
Howdy, JT.
Hey, how are you?
Sorry.
That's all right, brother.
And also on the note of JT, I wanted to say I learned something at the show that he is the haiku master. I was never certain who was who, and I just wanted to say I really enjoy the clever haikus.
Yes, he is very, very talented.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And I'll try to be quick and get out of everybody's way. And I just wanted to say a couple of things about this poem, just briefly. I originally, when I posted it on Facebook, I kept looking at it, and I'm like, there's something wrong with this. And I make a nod to the Odyssey by Homer. And in the original draft, I had Ulysses as opposed to the Greek form, Odysseus. So I had to make that change. And I don't know that that's very interesting, but, you know, I know there are other poets out there listening, so I think it's good to acknowledge mistakes.
For sure.
And also in the dedication, I end up saying something along the lines of, for Otis Taylor who requested that I not grow old, a promise I can keep as I'm much younger now. I'm sure that phrase, I'm much younger now, has to come from Bob Dylan. I have no doubts, you know, so...
Okay.
At any rate, I will get to it. Poem first attempted and failed during my early 20s while reading Homer's Odyssey, finally readdressed in my calm 40s. And again, it's for Otis Taylor, who requested I not grow old, a promise I can keep as I'm much younger now. Immaculate word, silence, my constant companion, whom upon some designated hour at my life that fluently speak love's language. If granted elder age, I'll greet my stoic impotence, happily bestowed with empty days when my pen still sublimates passé desires. Dreams and losses endured, stowed peacefully away inside my conscience. Those wayward long journeys remembered conjures Odysseus. How ancient myths tarry with winds that impregnate sails, carrying me gently toward unblemished shores. And there it is, feller.
Very well done.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
It was really well done. Now, Philip, I have to let you know, I think our audio dropped out for a few seconds when you were reading. It didn't stop our recording, but I just wanted to let you know that not everybody heard the whole piece.
I think we'll go back and listen on the rebroadcast.
I think the recording's going to be okay. Theoretically, because JT's looking at me.
Probably for the better, you know?
No, I thought it was really well done. JT's kind of just giving me a look like he's not exactly sure what happened with the recording either. So we're just, I just can't make a promise 100%, but hopefully it's worked out.
Well, I appreciate that heads up, and I can certainly understand. The fact that you guys invite me back each week, you know.
Oh, no,
I'm thrilled.
We're happy to have you, Philip. We
yes,
really
always.
Are.
Thank you so much. You guys are wonderful. And we're on next Friday?
That's right.
We are on next Friday. The Friday afterwards, the 9th, we will not be here.
Well, good. You guys deserve a break. So I will see you next Friday, and have a good weekend.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Cheers.
That was Philip from Kentucky on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Now if we could just get this, like, audio broadcasting thing to evolve with us.
Yes.
Boy.
That's all right.
I think we did make a huge stride.
We've made a huge
leap. No. I think on our end it's going well. I'm just talking about the platform that we're broadcasting on.
The platform we're broadcasting on, the Bogons that are invading our
So if anybody area. Can if anybody can no, nobody can hear me. Can you tell them to refresh their browser, please?
Okay. One second.
All right. While they're refreshing their browsers.
Sorry.
And you said refresh their browsers, not remove their trousers.
Correct.
Okay, good. I'm glad you said that.
Huh.
All right, so we're going to go straight to another poet. Please welcome, for her second time on our show, she is Essence.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back.
Thank you.
Were you able to find a second poem you'd like to read?
Yes.
Beautiful.
It's called The Body Electric, which you might recognize from
Walt Whitman. He has a poem called "I Sing the Body Electric."
Yes, yeah. I do.
I was laying in bed one night, and I'm like on my way to sleep, and I get that I replay this memory from like July, and I'm like, I need to write this down. So I got out of bed, turned on the light, got my notebook in, wrote it down, and this is it.
All right.
Sorry. Anyway, I can't help but stare. Your aura is just that entrancing. You never seem to remember me, but I always remember you. Remember how your presence cleaves me clean in two. I am the body electric, full of pulse and loud sound. You are the outlet I plug into. The hum starts, and like electrocution, I cannot let go. Your hand is the only thing here that is solid, tangible, and warm. I am gasping for breath. I am unable to stop the sweet torture, and God, I do not want it to stop. You are saying something about your hand, and I am gasping, laughing. This has never felt sweeter. Soon enough, I let go, but my God, I am still being electrocuted. My breath comes rapidly. No human has a power like yours. How did you get so potent, so powerful? No matter how, I am struck dead. Quickly revives with a hug and a couple of kisses and a blessing. Be good. I kiss you back, words slamming in my head. I embrace you. My bus is coming soon. I do not want to leave. All I think about is how you cleaned up the crime scene attached to this electric body. I reluctantly leave this place. However, I await your return. We need to continue the story. And that's all. That's, yeah, anyway.
Loved it.
That essence is how you can walk the thin line between pushing the boundaries and not stepping over the border.
Really?
Yeah, that was borderline After Dark material, but I liked it.
Well, thank you.
Essence, you're welcome to call back at any point in time. Just make sure that it's PG-13 or better, and
unless it's the After Dark segment, which we're doing next week.
After Dark next week, which we do an uncensored at the end of the show. And you're welcome to bring whatever you'd like, as long as it's not hate speech.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Essence, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That was Essence from New Jersey on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. So, this is what happens when they give crazy people powerful toys. They find a way to do a radio show. We could have done a lot of other things with our Friday nights.
Yeah. We could have.
Three years of Friday nights.
Absolutely. A lot.
You know, we could have been in jail.
You know, honestly, I don't remember what I was doing Friday nights.
I don't think I would have been in jail. I know what I was doing Friday nights.
Yeah, before this, I don't remember.
I was working Friday nights before this.
Oh, okay.
And then I told my boss that I needed something to keep me from going insane. She's like, too late, but we'll let you have Friday nights off anyway.
Well, now you tell us.
Yeah. All right, so we do have one last caller in this segment. Please welcome from Connecticut, she is Barbara.
Hey, guys.
Hey, welcome aboard.
So, I have one other poem that's from 2010, and it was to a prompt, and I did it for April Poem a Day, which comes in April, of course.
National Poetry Month, yeah.
It started out too with a blank, and so for me it was to be a poet.
All right.
So I had another one that was kind of crazy about zombies, but I decided to save that.
Save that for next week. I do want to hear
night
that
or
one.
Something. Yeah, no. Okay. To be a poet. If you listen to other people, the world is a different place for them. They ignore the beauty around them. In the growing grass, they miss the bright yellow dandelions and the rows of daffodils along the roadsides. Each event they attend is seen on the surface, and not examined for images or emotions, like my mind needs to constantly consider. Like the way the sound of the music reminds me of a time years ago when I stood in a beer-soaked crowd with the smell of weed permeating, lost in the sea of music and feeling like a piece of a human ocean. Or when I see the ocean, its expanse brings me back to the time when I spent an idyllic afternoon on the rocks, overlooking a cove on Long Island Sound. Or how the sun sparkled like diamonds on the choppy water. Or how the water had hues of aqua and green with a touch of deep blue. Or how the horizon looked like someone drew with purple charcoal on the sky. The face of a poet may not show the movies we show inside for ourselves and try to express in words that never seem to say what we have seen. Like a blurred photograph, my words always seem to fall short, striving for the one word to bring it all together.
Very well done. Have you read that one on our show before?
Not sure.
I think you have.
Do you remember it?
I do remember it. It was very beautiful.
Yeah, I'm getting to the point where I think I've read every poem, and I just have to keep writing two poems a week.
You don't have to write two poems a week. We like repeats here. We have them on. I've repeated the Coaster Ride 4 or 5 times on the show. The Wise Old Worm a couple times on the show, and I've done one cover piece twice. I know that. That's the Great Smoke Off by Shel Silverstein. Mm-hmm. I haven't done that in a while.
Oh yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, I do. I tried to write a new poem a week, but I even wrote a poem about Imaginarium, which was kind of cool. But I have to write. And to tell you the truth, I haven't been writing, which is bad.
I'm guilty of it too, but you need to supply yourself even 45 minutes each day to just sit down and type something.
It's called Zeitfleisch, Barbara.
I know. And especially since, it has to get done and it's crawling to the end. It's getting to the end. And I'm just procrastinating, which I do.
Well, it's scary. It's scary to finish work. Like, I know for me, every time I finish something, I actually kind of go through this process of feeling like incredibly vulnerable, incredibly incompetent, and I feel kind of like there's a death. me ending anything. An album, something I've written, whatever. It feels absolutely terrible. But I also know that I have to push through and get it done. So I think that's the big thing is for anybody who's listening, get your ass in the seat and face the fear and get it done.
Yeah, it is. It's on that spectrum. And it's not that I'll be afraid of it, because when it's done, I'll be able to then put it away and think about it and then, get it ready to be published, which it will be, I'm sure, because, it's the sequel to my other book, which was,
Was that almost an advertisement without
Buzz,
a poem?
Agent Buzz, yes.
Almost.
And so, I have to get it done. But anyway, thank you guys for having this wonderful program, and I'm just looking forward to next week.
So are we.
I'll try to find something that's after dark.
That'll be awesome.
Something after, I'll see.
All right, Barbara, thank you very much. You have a blessed week.
Oh, you too, you guys. Take care.
That was
Bye-bye.
Barbara on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio.
Good throw, man.
It was.
You did it over your back.
With only two thumbs.
Yeah.
Well, there's seven who are running the radio show.
they're trying.
It's like playing chess. And yeah.
You ever have one of your fingers just not want to work for a day?
Oh,
yeah.
That happens to me when I'm playing guitar sometimes.
I can't imagine.
What?
It does.
Am I working with zombies?
Now, here's one thing I'm going to say. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. No, you're working with a bunch of lepers. How insensitive of you.
Jeez, man. Okay.
That's the second time today I've been called insensitive, but we'll cover that once we go on the air.
So, normally we would do a Studio X section, but we're running into a bit of a...
There's a slight problem with Studio
X. A bit of a problem. Do we even want to say what's going on right now?
Courtesy flush? I don't know.
No, I think it stopped up.
Is that you?
I don't know.
You don't know. If it's not you, and it's not you, who is it?
What stall was it that...
We're not in Studio X right now. How are we hearing the toilet flush? One. Two. Why does it sound like Studio X? Three. Who's doing it? I want some answers here.
Oh, I've got remotes.
Oh. Okay, that's good to know.
So what stall was it?
It wasn't the gaming room.
You can tell. Yeah, you would kind of hear a Pac-Man sound effect after. Man. You know what's weird, though? Guys, I went in there. I went into Studio X by myself to take a bath, you know, like you do. And I got to say, I felt a presence. I felt a presence. And I got really creeped out when I realized that my two hands were not the only hand helping wash me, but I couldn't see the third. It was weird. I got cleaner than I have in a really long time.
Okay.
However, I don't really feel comfortable performing down there. I feel like there is a presence there.
So were you violated?
What are you talking about?
You said there was a third hand. You don't know how to feel about it. I mean...
Not that... Don't go. That's weird. No. It just was helping wash the chest, man.
You're kind of weird. You're freaking me out.
I just want to play a song here. I'm just saying, let's now go to Studio X this week.
All right.
I think we need to get to the bottom of this mystery.
Okay. You want to check to see if...
Yeah, let's make sure this...
Ooh, that's pretty.
Is it? All right. Get the sound here right. All right. Let's do this.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me.
Jeez, that hurt my ears. Sorry, everybody.
Summer stretching on the crest. Summer dresses pass in the shade. Try too hard to.
trenches all around. Military still in town. Armor plated suits and ties. Daddy just won't say goodbye. Referee won't blow the whistle. God is good, but will he listen? I'm nearly great, but there's something missing. I left it in the
Thank you. It's a little bit weirder without being in Studio X, isn't it?
It was, more but very robust.
Robust. It's a good word. Do we have time for one more since it's the end of summer?
Yeah, if you want to do another one.
I'll do a quick one. You good with that?
Yeah.
Now, this song is also tied to a song, the Iggy Pop cover. If someone can figure out what it is in the chat room, I'll be very impressed. Leave the trees in their autumn leaves as they fall like a dress undone at the end of summer. Love will find lovers needs the shadow of a winter sun. Don't tell me you're leaving. We can hide in the evening. It's getting darker than it should. If we lead the leaves as they blow in the breeze, would they stop us now, my love? Time for hard questions, time enough for all the fears. Time is tougher than we both know yet. Time enough for tears. Well, the moon is milk and the sky's where it spilled its magic, and we all need to believe we can wake in the dream. It's not as hard as it seems. You know it's harder to leave. Time enough for being braver. Time enough for all the fears. Time is tougher than we both know yet. Time enough for tears. I heard you say
breath, some kind of prayer. I heard you say underneath your breath that you never want to feel this way about anybody else. Time enough for hard questions. Time enough for all the fears. Time is tough. It's getting away from us. Enough for tears, time enough for tears.
It's a voice making a slow recovery after being sick at the beginning of the week.
Well, your voice lasted just long as it had to for Posick Fest, and then you're like, ah, I'm done, I can break down.
Yeah, that's actually what happened. Yeah. I actually collapsed on Sunday and got really, really sick.
You know, I kind of spent the entire day nodding between football games.
Did you?
I slept for pretty much all day.
Oh, man.
All right, so that does it for our show this week. We apologize for all of our mania. We hope that you tune in next week as we make a great recovery. For Michael Amadei, the Half Squatch, and myself, we want to thank you for tuning in. Good night, Robert Mordlin, wherever you're at.